Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is so that you can come to understand the Word of God, study the Bible for yourself, come to realize who God is, what God is doing, why He has given us His Word, why He has given us the truth. So let's understand what we are doing in examining the laws and commandments of God, which hang on the love of God. That what is taking place is we are restoring the true teachings of the laws and commandments of God, as well as the love of God, as well as the faith of God, as well as the hope of God, and the grace of God, because it's all together in one package. You can't have one without the other. You can't take some of what God has done and some of the laws of God that He has given because you agree with them, but the others, no, I don't want that. Well, part of the difficulty is this. Most people do not understand that God is love, God is holy, God is true, God is perfect. And in giving His law, as we have seen, His commandments and His laws, He has done this because He loves us. He has done it because He wants it to go well with us. And this is why He has said, you shall not go to the right hand or to the left hand, and you shall not add to it or take away from it. Because you see, what we're going to understand this time is that the law and the commandments of God are perfect. Now let me ask a question. If you have something that is perfect, would you want to do away with it for something that is completely contrary to the perfection? Would you want to accept something that is far less? Would you want to accept a substitute? You know, I remember years ago there was this television show with Columbo. And it ended up that there was a robbery and it was an inside job because the man wanted to get all of these jewels that this woman had. And he didn't realize it, but the woman had gone down to the jeweler and had the jeweler make glass replications of it that looked like the real thing. So she traded in her perfect jewelry for a cheap substitute. And when the man had stolen it and found out what it was after killing her, that he killed her for pieces of glass. Now think about that in relationship to the laws and commandments of God. Because they are perfect, because God is perfect. God is lawgiver, and God is true, and God is holy. So He's given those things to us so that we will have the perfect law. There's nothing wrong with the law. Let's read it here. Let's come to Psalm 19. And this is quite a psalm. Let's see what the law of God is to do for us. The perfect law of God to help us to perfection. And let's remember and understand, which we'll cover also in a separate message, that in the New Covenant, God wants those laws written in our hearts and our minds and become a very part of the way that we think. Now, this doesn't make us super sanctimonious, and this doesn't make us religious zealots and nuts, but it brings us to the whole of man. Like Solomon wrote there, let us hear the conclusion of the matter. Here is the whole of man. In other words, the way you are made whole is to keep the commandments of God. And the way that you are brought to perfection is through repentance and baptism and the receiving of the Holy Spirit. And so all of this fits together in one complete package. That's why God said, you shall not go to the right hand or the left hand. You shall not add to it or take away from it. Because God in perfection and God in love has given us His laws and His commandments. Now, Psalm 19, and let's begin in verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect. Now, you wouldn't want to do away with something perfect, would you? Why would ministers stand in the pulpit and say, oh, the laws and commandments of God have been fulfilled and done away? That's like accepting glass jewels as authentic. You throw away the diamonds and you keep the cheap imitation. That's what's happened. Notice what it does. Restoring the soul. That means making it well with you, restoring your thoughts, restoring your mind, restoring your whole being. Because you see, it is known. They have run studies on this. Those who keep the commandments of God are more healthy than those who are sinners. Because it's perfect. The testimony of the Lord is sure. Just like as we discussed the law of gravity. Whatever God testifies to us, it is sure. It is right. It is good. It is true. And here's what else it does. Making wise the simple. You see, because God wants us to be educated. God wants us to be wise. God wants us to be understanding of His word, of His laws, of His truth, of His way. It is called the way of the Lord. It is called the pathways of God. And remember what Jesus said. Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through me. Now, you need to remember that when people say, oh, well, we have to have a diverse thing where all religions are the same. Wrong. A lie. Must be through Christ and Christ alone to the Father. And there is no salvation in any other. That's just the way that it is. Continuing now. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. You want to have peace of mind? You want to have truth and understanding guiding you? Well, the perfect law of God does that. The precepts of God are right. And we'll talk about the precepts of God here a little later. That David esteemed all the precepts of God to be right. Now, do you do that? Or do you look at the Bible and say, well, I don't want this, and well, I don't want that, and well, no, I don't feel that this ought to be. Well, that's not the way to approach the laws and commandments of God. Rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord are pure, enlightening the eyes. In other words, bringing understanding to you. Giving you wisdom. Giving you truth. Giving you analytical ability to know right from wrong, good from evil, truth from error. See, because it's the perfect law of God. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. Now, this fear is the kind of fear that you fear to transgress the commandments and laws of God because you worship God in spirit and truth, and we'll talk about that yet too a little later, and because you hold God in reverential awe. How great and marvelous are God's ways. How true and fantastic are His laws and commandments. How wonderful is the way of the Lord to walk in it. And so much so that even in times of trouble, God is with you. Even in times of difficulty, God will help you, because you keep his commandments. Now notice, the judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Now you can go back into the book of Exodus and you can see the judgments and the statutes and the ordinances. They are true and right altogether. There's a reason for it. And the reason is that all of them are based upon the love of God and the love of neighbor and the love of mankind in general. Because God loves us and cares for us. And that's why he's given the laws and commandments. And that's why he sent Jesus Christ to be our Savior. Because he wants us to enter into a spiritual relationship with him. And we can't do it without the commandments of God. Now notice how we should desire them. More to be desired than gold, even much fine gold. We'd be anxious to have a lot of gold, wouldn't we, if we knew it was right handy. Well, you have it. The greatest treasure you have in your house is your Bible. Because that's God's personal message to you. And that's God's personal continuous educational program for you. To have knowledge of God, to understand God, to understand his laws and precepts, to realize why you're here, where you're going. See, because the whole Bible is given to us inspired by the eternal mind of God, who is perfect, giving us his perfect laws, giving us his perfect forgiveness through Jesus Christ, giving us his perfect character through his Holy Spirit, which is worth more than all the gold in the world. You know, like Jesus said, what if a man gained the whole world, but he loses his life? And that means we'll never receive eternal life. Of what good is it? It's like Solomon wrote in Ecclesiastes. It's vanity and striving after wind. Poof! It's gone. And Solomon said, though a man live 1,000 years twice told, and he dies, and that is without the knowledge and love of God, that's vanity also. More to be desired than gold, even much fine gold, sweeter also than honey in the honeycomb, because the word of God becomes sweet to you, truth to you, purity to you. And also, it helps cleanse the mind, as it says in Ephesians 5, to reprogram your mind, change your heart and your attitude through the washing of the water of the Word to bring to you God's way. Moreover, here's what it does for us when we understand the laws and commandments of God. Moreover, by them your servant is warned. You know which way is true. You know what is sin. You know what is righteousness. You know where you need to be going. You need to understand where you're headed. And God's laws and commandments does this. If you start sinning, your conscience will warn you that this is not right. So you can stop and turn away from it and do what is right. Automatic warning. You know, just like on your car, you have automatic warnings. Warning, your oil is running out. Warning, a door is ajar. Warning, you need a tune-up. So here, this is automatic warning in your mind and in your life to know what you need to do. Now notice, right here, the last part of verse 11. In keeping them, there is great reward. Now someone's going to say, well, all you're talking about are works. And no one is saved by works. That's true. Their own works. But if you're walking in the way of God and keeping his commandments, then it's not your works, is it? It is God's works that you are following, the good works which he has ordained that we walk in them. So that's why the laws and commandments of God are perfect. And who would want to do away with them? This is all a part of loving God. This is all a part of loving your neighbor. This is all a part of conversion. See, because it converts the soul, restores the heart and mind, gives you the right way to go. So if you're living a life and you don't know which end is up, and your life is all messed up, and you don't know which way to go, well, you start by getting on your knees and praying to God and asking forgiveness for your sins. You study the Word of God to know the laws of God, and you see where you have been sinning. If you've been committing adultery, stop. If you've been lying and cheating and stealing, stop. If you have had anger and hatred in your life, stop. The laws of God and the love of God will help you in it. And on a practical basis, let me just mention this. This is so important to understand. The book of Proverbs was written so that we know right and wrong, good and evil. And so you need to read and study the book of Proverbs. And this will help you reprogram your mind and your heart with God's laws to do what is good. And you will see that your life will be transformed. Now, once that starts, you need to go to the next step in your repentance. And you need to realize that you need the Spirit of God. And that comes only through repentance and baptism. Now, we'll talk about this when we explain about what is baptism, because there are a lot of people who think they're Christian today who say, well, you don't need to be baptized. All you need to do is believe. Well, if there are no laws, there are no commandments, what are you to believe in, that Jesus is your Savior? Well, that's only the first step. All right, let's see some things concerning the perfect law of God that is even more. Because it's not just a matter of the Ten Commandments, it's all the laws of God and all the meaning of it and how these things can lead and guide your life if you live in them. Now let's come to Psalm 119. Psalm 119 is a wonderful psalm. Now, if you've had a hostile attitude toward the commandments and laws and statutes and judgments of God, I suggest that you read and study all of Psalm 119, because it's really fantastic. Here's the first verse. We're going to read selected verses pertaining to the law of God and the way of God, and how these things are so fantastic for us. So as we do, let's realize there are blessings when we keep the laws of God. There are cursings when we transgress, because those are sin. So ask yourself a question as we're going through here. What do I want? Blessings? By loving God and keeping his laws and commandments, or cursings because I'm selective and only want what I like and throw away all the rest, or reject the laws and commandments of God altogether? Let's read the very first verse, Psalm 119. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. It is a way to walk. It is a way to live, which brings a blessing. Blessed are the undefiled in the way. And that's the way of the Lord. Undefiled means what? Means that you love God, you keep his commandments, and when you sin, you repent and have those forgiven, so you are undefiled. Now, this doesn't make you self-righteous. This doesn't make you better than anyone else. But it does put you in a relationship with God the Father and Jesus Christ that other people who do not keep the commandments of God do not have. Do you want the blessing of God? There it is right there. Now, let's understand another thing that's very important concerning the Word of God and the law of God. Since it is inspired and given and created by an eternal law giver who has made the heavens and the earth and the sea and everything that in them is, that the laws and commandments of God are stacked in layers and precepts and understanding. And that's how God's Word is also developed. So notice what David said here in verse 18 concerning the law of God, because it reveals more than you shall not or you shall. Notice what he says. Open my eyes so that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. That is certainly a true thing. It is multifaceted. It is in depth, and it's line upon line, and precept upon precept, and a little here, and a little there, so that you have a full picture of the meaning and truth of the laws and commandments of God. Now let's come to verse 32. Here's how David looked at walking in the way of the Lord and the commandments of God. A lot of people do just the opposite. Let's read verse 32. I will run the way of your commandments. Run enthusiastically, wanting them, because he understood the blessings. What do most people do? They run away from them, see. Because they want to dishonor parents, they want to murder, they want to steal, they want to commit adultery, they want to lie. And as a matter of fact, human nature is so evil that they've understood that people in the world, normal people, that within 10 minutes, they will lie 3 times. Isn't that amazing? There's even a series out, Lie to Me. And people think, oh, that's wonderful. Let's hear fairy tales and stories, see. I will run the way of your commandments. And what does that do for you? Let's go on. Verse 34, just 2 verses down. Here's how we are to pray and ask God with us to help us in our lives. Give me understanding, and I shall keep your law. You have to understand the reason behind the law and how it is so you can love God and love your neighbor, see. Yea, I will observe it with my whole heart. And isn't that where we began? Matthew 22, verses 36 through 40, and Deuteronomy 6. To love God with all your heart, with all your mind, all your soul, all your being. So here it is, see. Give me understanding, and I shall keep your law. Yea, I shall observe it with all my heart. Is that what you want in your life? If you do, you're going to make your life great. You're going to make your life successful. You will have the blessing of God. He will remove the curse from you. And if you come to repentance and baptism and receiving the Holy Spirit, he's going to send his Holy Spirit, which is the power of God, to dwell in your mind and unite with the spirit of man. And when that happens, you become a full person. You're not a complete person until you receive the Spirit of God. And when you receive the Spirit of God, we're to grow in grace and knowledge and the Spirit of God, and God's Spirit will teach you and lead you and guide you and help you develop the character of God, will help you keep the commandments of God even more, will help you to love those that even are against you, because you understand. Now, that's a tremendous thing, isn't it? Yes. Now, I want to tell you about some articles that you need to download. How did Jesus fulfill the law and the prophets? See, because as mediator of the new covenant, Jesus emphasized the spiritual intent and purpose of the law and prophets of God. So the whole New Testament is built upon what we just covered here. And when you understand it, that the one who became Jesus Christ was also the Lord God of the Old Testament, who became God manifested in the flesh in the New Testament, and he continued to fill the law of God to the full with the spiritual teaching. So you need to understand that. How did Jesus fulfill the law and the prophets? And another one, to clear up misunderstandings, did Jesus Christ's sacrifice bring an end to the law? And then, a companion article with that, were the commandments abolished through Jesus' sacrifice? It's inaccurate and biased in the translations to suggest as much. And how did that come to be? Well, very difficult. So what did Christ and the apostles really teach? Do you want to be restored to the original teachings of Jesus Christ and his chosen apostles? To know the Word of God, Old Testament and New Testament, then you start right with these things. One other one we need to have, whatever happened to moral absolutes? Oh yes, a little lying here, a little cheating there, a little adultery here, a little fornication there, a little pornography here, a little pornography there. Whatever happened to moral absolutes? Do you need that article? Well, thank you for joining and coming to Church at Home. And I hope that these messages and these teachings will help you to grow in knowledge and understanding of God, that in the privacy of your own home, where you control the environment, you can stop the noise, you can turn off the television, you can turn off the radio, you can study in your Bible, and you can begin to make a relationship with God through prayer and through study. So thank you for inviting me into your home. This is Fred Coulter saying goodbye till next time, and remember our other website, cbcg.org.